Blog Talk Radio.
DJ, bomb them, never stop.
I'm on the road. I know.
I'm on the go, I'm on the go. But bad man, I never stop my dog. I know, I'm on the go. Yeah, so the old coming up off the show. I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That time is sharp with my special. Boy, I bring it together, they want to taste like special. Santa, I'm so special, so special, so special. Tell them enough fear, too fear, to expression. Guy, for no, the team out can't see it's not their time. Me hear them shots, and I said them on my head from black butt. My burn the fire to the spread from that you better. Help poor people with them best from that. SSC, you don't see how you are good from that seat. Now them a say me mark for this and each time what them say me walk for this, you see it. Them lock me down and me can't forget. God, you over these are guys, me say me not regret. Yeah. I'm so special. That's why I'm in trouble with my special. Them a free with the girl and them a taste like special. But, I'm so special. Tell them enough fear, too fear, sex special. Life no, dirty mouth can't jive, nor they tell the same thing. That you have to even at the swine for. In pharmacy too much, that them blind for. Quantate of food them sell out mankind for. Yes, you have the earn, so what the bag of bad money. Besides, set them dirty work, so what them want me trying for. Biggie them what them want, what them want mix me in a crime for. Had the same thing, warlord rising. Every dirty work that shall show them a sign for. Cause make me special. And so special, so special, so special. That's why me shop with special. Them a previous the girl and them a taste like special. But I'm so special. I'm so special, so special, so special. That's why me shop with special. Make me special, and so special, so special, so special. That's why I'm stopping the special. They want previous to kill and they want to see it like.
Yeah, baby, I hope your tongue game the truth, because it's real talk, real life.
You can get it on the spot over a glass of wine.
It's your boy Prince,
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush.
On Lush Radio Online. Shit.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. It's Friday. And you already know what it is, man. Cats got paid. Cats is getting ready to go to the club. You know what I'm saying? Pop some bottles. Do they do. And it's Friday, doing my 1-2. You already know what it is. Broadcasting live from the BX. I'm Bronx Brown right now. Shout out to 950 Plus. Shout out to AG, everything Bray. Shout out to Elder Sensei, shout out to all Jersey, shout out to my boy Trio, Chill Trees, LS, the whole fucking and New Jersey area, the swamp, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to Emma, E2K, it's going down this Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live, check for the kid. Also, you know what I'm saying, it's crazy shows all through this week, but you know this week is hot or not, we're giving you hot music and everything. We're going to have my boy DJ Instinct live in the building. You know me and Guru always go in on Friday, you know what I'm saying, it is Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. Shout out to Mav Hoffa, DJ Ronan, and everybody, shout out to Doggy Diamonds, he did his exclusive, you know, first interview, you know, on ILP. You know what I'm saying? He actually got in front of the camera because we're so used to seeing him behind the camera. He is the CEO of Force DVD. Definitely shout out to all of our friends and sponsors, Capital Customs. Shout out to Lush Radio Girls International. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a world tour. I'm over here. I might be in the city near you. I'll ask your girl Lush. We live in the building. Let me go ahead and open up the line for my boy, Future Guru 100. What up, Guru?
Jersey in the building, Lush. It's a pleasure seeing you this week as you on your tour, you know, and got a shout out to Chill Trees and Elder Sensei for holding it down over at the Swamp with us, you know, to show love every time we in the building, and, you know, Lush was definitely in the building, so I got to say, you know, I appreciate you coming through, got some shirts on deck for the ladies, Lush Girls International, you already know what it is. And I got to give a special shout-out to all the people that support Lush Radio Online. Log on to Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? .com. And, I got to give one big shout-out to my man, Mr. Infamy on Twitter, because he put something together. Going to throw our whole promo thing in there with it, Future Group 100 and Lush Radio Online. It's going to be something special for Lush. You know, he's going to give a big shout-out on one of his joints. He just gave me the heads up to give it to Lush, you know, to let her know that it's coming. So he in the studio trying to cook up something and put the Lush Radio online. He's going to give us a big shout-out. So that's Mr. Infamy on Twitter. So he on the Twitter check-in. And you know Rudy Moose on the check-in. You know Bonswell on the check-in. You know all the homegirls that support Lush Radio Online is on the check-in. So now it's getting to be too many to name. So all the Lush girls in the national, what up, what it do? You know Killer Kel got your back if you want that promo. And you can get a website at the same time. So you need to holler at Lush about the shirt. You need to holler at me about the website because it's a combo coming at you for the promotion. You already know. What's up, Lush? Yeah, Lush.
That's what it is, man. I'm live in the building, you know what I'm saying? Phones is ringing off the hook.
Okay.
Everywhere crazy, you know what I'm saying? Cats want me to be here, there, and everywhere, you know what I mean?
Oh.
I'm just sitting here, you know, chilling and loving life right now, you know what I'm saying?
I got your back.
Huh?
I got your back.
I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm here. Shout out to everybody that's in the Bronx area. Shout out to TDI and stuff, man. You know what I mean? DJ Instinct going to be coming in. I'm just, like, really happy tonight. It's Friday. Shout out to your boy Ashy Larry out there. He's doing a show tonight, a whole comedy show. And also shout out to all those people getting money on Friday. We got some new music for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got some new joints from your man Bad C. It's called Cornstar, because there's a lot of y'all cats out there that think y'all so Hollywood, but really you're a cornball. So Cornstar's out there. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here Fridays. Fuck out of here.
Oh, yo, I got to give a big shout-out to DJ K. Slay. He put me on his Twitter today telling me he's going to be there at the All-Star Cafe. He hosting that event for one of our Lush girls, Miss Niagara Falls. So y'all really need to step your game up. Cause K Slade done put me on his Twitter, and you know I'm gonna go a little eight, you know I'm gonna go bananas with it, eight bananas, however you want to say it, because we already did the interview with him, Lush Radio Online. We already interviewed K Slade, man. We look back and we thank those that support us. You know we moving forward, but we never forget. So, you know I'm outside right now getting it in, but you know not for nothing. I got to shout out to K Slade. You know, for supporting Niagara Falls. That's definitely a good look for us at the All-Star Cafe on August 6th. Niagara Falls on Twitter, NIAGRAFALLZ. And she knows this is the launch for her website, MissNiagaraFalls.com. So just check my Twitter in a little while because I'm going to be on my Twitter from the show. I'm about to get to my laptop situation. And promote us tonight, you know, and everybody that's supporting it, man. I really appreciate K Slade giving us a shout out because you already know it's on and popping August 6th.
From
Miss Niagara Falls. Lush Radio Online Smokes Bottle. Yeah.
Definitely going to be live there in the building, so make sure
that
you check that out. K Slade going to be in the building. Mad Cat's going to be in the building. Niagara Falls is hot body. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to all my Lush girls international, man. We live in the building. We gonna have your man DJ Instinct live in the building. I'm talking about this one of New York's finest. I love this dude to death. You know what I mean? He goes in hard bodies on the ones and twos. And I mean, he need to really get his recognition. So he's gonna be live on here with us. We got a caller from the 347 live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Exclusive interview with DJ Instinct. 347, you're live in the building. What's good?
Hello?
I can hear you. What's good?
Lush.
What's up, DJ?
What's up?
What's good with you, fam?
I just snuck up on you and shit.
All right.
Pardon the words, but yeah.
Here we go. All
right, we're going to
show
on,
DJ Instinct some love real quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. They hear you, man. You live.
I appreciate that. I heard you in the Bronx right now.
Oh, yeah. We got a 4 hours.
All right.
Clap on. They here. They smoke it too.
So, Les, you in the Bronx right now?
Yeah, I'm in the Bronx right now. I'm over here by Van Ness and Holland Avenue.
Okay.
By
right
Moore's
now, I'm on Gun Hill Road.
I was at Gummer Hood Road not too long ago, like the day before yesterday. I was in Jersey the other day.
With me.
Yep.
All right, Future Cool 100. Yeah. Word.
I'm doing my world tour, you know what I'm saying? Coming up to try
to
see. Lush, you was looking good. I gotta say this before I let this interview continue. Lush, you was looking good as hell, yo. I know you my CEO and all that, but you looking good as hell, Lush. Do your thing, baby. Do your thing. That's all I gotta say on that. Lush is looking good as hell, she came to Jersey. You already know.
I can't, you crazy as hell, man. Instinct, what would you say? Kel crazy. What
would
you say, Instinct?
No. Just out in the Bronx, Definitely in the building, man. We making moves this year. We got a lot of artists coming out the Bronx. I don't know if y'all know that.
Okay.
Yeah. We're trying to make a rise back, you know, back into the light, if you will.
That's right.
You know, big shout.
Shout out to TDINYC. Shout out to TDINYC from the Bronx. You already know.
Word. Fred the Godson. We got Torch, Triple C's.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of artists coming out the Bronx definitely doing their thing right now.
We definitely had Torch and Gunplay on the show. Shout out to Triple C. Shout out to Prince. Shout out to all of them. They definitely show us love. And, you know, shout out to my boy from Microphone Bully. Shout out Biz.
Yeah,
shout out
definitely.
To
we got some shit coming out, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to my
That's
boy, Pop the Great, out there, too. So like I said, man, DJ Instinct is a problem right now. He's somebody that you really need to look out for. There's plenty of DJs out there, but at the same time, it ain't that many DJs that's going to keep it real with you, going to try to support independent artists. But at the same time, you need to support your DJ. Pay your DJ. Respect your DJ. You know what I mean? So definitely, you know, support DJ Instinct, you know what I'm saying, right now. He live in the building. I got to thank you, DJ Instinct, for sending me some of them joints. You know, it's some fire out there.
I got you anytime.
Some fire out there. So, DJ Instinct, man, what started you getting into the music industry? You know what I'm saying? Some people come in the game like, you know, break dancers, and then they start, you know, DJing, or they come in as a rapper, then they start DJing, or they just straight start DJing. What made you say, I'm going to start DJing and getting into this business?
Oh, damn, man. Basically, when I was younger, I used to, you know, it's the same old story with the records and shit like that. Moms and pops used to have records lying around, experimenting with that shit. Pretty much when I was 18, like, most DJs, they get their equipment and whatever off of, you know, gifts or, you know, I was rocking off a basic turntable. One turntable for, like, 2 years. Had to work up, save up for a technique. I don't know if y'all familiar with the different types of equipment that's out there, but had to get my 1200s up, and it was a struggle. What interested me most was basically I can't rap, so you know I love hip hop, and I needed to contribute. I knew I had to contribute something into this, you know, into the game. You know, back when I was 18, that's when I started really making mixtapes and had the interest for the beats and stuff like that. I took a long break, and then, you know, like, pretty much I got tired of, like, the whole DJ scene as far as, like, people wasn't actually, like, there's not many people that actually show skills in the game anymore. It's just mostly like, playing records back and forth. If you listen to a mixtape now, it's not really going to be a mixtape. It's just going to be a CD with songs on it, and you're talking behind it, and I don't really like me personally. If you're a DJ, I don't respect that shit too much. You know what I mean?
Mhm.
So I have to. Right now, I'm working on basically bringing back the whole element of actually putting something out as far as skills are concerned.
Definitely, and that's the truth, because the game is definitely missing people. A lot of these artists are really lazy, for real. That's the sad part of it. They're real lazy. And they expect somebody else to do the work for them. Well, this is your career, yo. Don't nobody got to bust their ass for you.
Exactly.
You know? So, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to Guru out there in Jersey. Guru, you got a question for DJ Instinct? Guru, you there? Hello?
That Guru's on hold.
You must have had lost his ass. You know,
it's all good, man. We got let me plug something in real quick. You got, if I may, July 26th, we got the Pass the Torch Showcase. This is the second one coming up. It's at Club Retreat, featuring basically all the hot artists, underground artists. We're giving, you know, basically artists a shot to get promo in, to get their you know, meetings with one of Maybach Music A&R's, mixtape hosted by myself, which I'm working on for the first one, actually. The first winner was Marksman. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. But we got that going down July 26th. That's next Monday, actually.
That's what's up. July 26th. That's next Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, my sister's birthday July 28th. Shout out to all them cancers and Leos and stuff out there and stuff. They got their birthdays in this month. I'm gonna try to come out there and check that and take some pictures and stuff, man.
Are you gonna be in the city?
I ain't leaving here till the end of the month, fam.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, there you go. You know you got a pass, just let me know.
I'm just gonna, I'll hit you up and stuff and everything. I'll come out there and shoot some pictures, take pictures of it. Yeah,
okay.
Man, and everything. But yeah, man, you know, you definitely a humble dude, a good dude, and you definitely get on the grind for independent artists. Now, you know, as a DJ and the fact that you love hip hop and stuff like that and the fact that you try to support independent artists, you know, like I do, at the end of the day, you know, do you feel like sometimes some of these artists are very unappreciative sometimes?
Definitely. Yo, a lot of artists really got that Hollywood complex early. And that's the best way I could put it. Like, you show, like, you're doing them a favor, basically, in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say I play your music on my show, the least you could do is show love and, like, you know, let people know the show is on, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
But they think that you got to, you know, pretty much just play their music and then that's that. Like, it doesn't work like that. You gotta reciprocate the whole, you know, the favor.
Yeah, a fair exchange ain't no robbery. But if you
exactly.
if you ain't doing no exchanging and you just taking, then yeah, it's a robbery, Nick.
Exactly. So that's when you really gotta learn how to cut people off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter who you are, really.
Definitely. And I got my boy Bugsy live from the Boston area, live in the building. If you're just joining us right now, we got DJ Instinct, you know what I'm saying? One of the Bronx's finest DJs, worldwide, international, hands down. Besides being an excellent DJ, talented, he's also a good, humble dude. Make sure that you follow him on Twitter. It's DJ Instynctz.
Right.
Follow DJ Instinct on Twitter right now at this moment. But I'm going to bring my boy Bugsy in. Bugsy, what it do, fam?
What's goody, Lush? What's goody, DJ? And, you know, just tuning in.
All right, Bugsy, what's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. Trying to stay low in this heat out here, you dig me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, Bugsy, you got a question for DJ Instinct tonight?
Well, actually, just, you know, let me get a second, you know, to hear what he got to say, you know, then I'll jump in, you know what I mean, since I'm just now, you know, tuning in, actually trying to get right with the air right quick, so let me take five right quick.
You coping with that heat right now, all right.
That shit is all over.
Oh, man, yo, you know the one thing, I've been up here for, like, the majority of this month, since I ever been in New York, I've never felt 100 and some degrees, like, the joint is just, like, mad miserable. Like, evil,
so you came.
Heat is crazy, huh?
Did you just get here?
Nah, man. I've been here.
I
came here, like, July the 2nd or something, son.
Oh, yeah. Last week was crazy.
Retarded, son. It was, yo, all I can say is, people, if you don't got AC and you in the projects, you in the hood and you doing the fan and the window stuff in the project, that joint blowing out hot heat, son. Word up. You need like 6 or 7 fans in one room on you, son. It's retarded right now. You know, it was ridiculous hot, man. It was just like crazy. Like, all I could do is try to give me like 50 ices.
Yeah, shout out to all the stores out here. Shout out to the bodegas with the 25-cent ices.
For real. Shout out to them, man. For real, seriously. Or to pop you on the corner with the ices, man. For real.
Hell yeah. All right. That's New York.
Seriously. But DJ Instinct, you know, the other thing I want to ask you, tell us about the new things you got going on with mixtapes, new artists you're working with and things like that, events and everything that we need to look out for.
All right, cool. Like, July 26th, I already said that, but in case you're just tuning in, we got the Pastor Torres mixtape. Off of that, we got mixtapes coming up galore. That's basically what I'm focusing on right now. It's pretty much mixtapes. Been doing parties and shit, but most of all, it's going to be what I got on deck is I got True Son Ali mixtape coming up. I got the Pastor Torch mixtape 1 and 2 coming up. Taz Moolah mixtape coming up. Then my own series that I'm going to start, which basically is going to be showcasing new artists.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call that shit Breathing Space is Limited. That's going to be the series of my mixtape. And also, of course, the show on AllCityRadioNYC.com every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you haven't caught that show, basically it's the same thing. I show love to the artists. That's basically what I'm focusing on right now. Got me?
Definitely. And the crazy thing about it is artists, if you're listening right now, this dude actually does play independent artist music. But what I have to ask you people is support this dude, man. Don't just let him play your music and you don't even call, say what up, shout this dude out, retweet his stuff, tell people to tune in the show. Like, what are you doing? What's the purpose? You know what I mean? Get your mind right.
Right.
You know? If y'all cats doing that, then get the fuck out of here.
Plain and simple.
You know? Definitely, and that's definitely the truth. And also, DJ Instinct, the other question I want to ask you was, what defines a DJ? What does a true DJ mean to you? And how do you set yourself apart from everybody else?
All right, true DJ. It all depends. Like, all right, there's different types of DJs. You got your hip-hop DJ. You got your dance DJs. Basically, I mean, you got all types of DJs, but as far as a hip-hop DJ is concerned, I think you should have the ability to at least have played on vinyl once in your life, learn how to scratch something up. Mixing is a must. Basically, like, the elements, like, the basic elements, man, but, like, pretty much nowadays, you're not really going to catch a DJ like that. You catch most DJs just pressing buttons. I don't, you know, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to set myself apart in that manner. Like, I'm trying to actually, like I said before, show skills as much as I can. And, you know, hopefully somebody respect that and recognize that. Like, I'm not out for infamy. I'm not out for fame. I'm just here to do my thing.
Definitely, man. Definitely, and I definitely support you because you definitely do your thing. You're definitely passionate about your craft. You know,
thank you.
And you know, you keep a smile on your face and stuff, because I know sometimes this business is crazy, but you definitely keep a smile on your face.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, definitely. You can't, yeah, don't trust many people. I smile, but I know what's up.
Yeah,
you know?
definitely. And you know what, we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online. We're live with DJ Instinct, and we're going to play some new music for some independent artists. You know, we got new stuff from Bad Seed, and he just sent me the new joint from Feral Monch. So we're going to play that and stuff. I want to know what you guys' feedback is on that. And we're going to go into more questions with my boy DJ Instinct live on Lush Radio Online. Pop your bottles. Get your drinks. It's Friday. I know y'all got paid, so y'all need to give me some money too. Holla at me. So but you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Lush Radio Online. We live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And the song that's definitely been popping, you know, is that song, how do you say, it's called Bucket Naked.
Oh, Papoose. Shout to Remy Ma. Oh, can't forget. Shout to Bedtime 357, man. That's Remy Ma's DJ. He does his thing also. We both for the same cause.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Bedtime. We working on trying to get him on the show, too. He's definitely a good dude. Shout out to DJ Bedtime. And we're going to go into the song. Like, I mean, and shout out to K-Slate. He shows us mad love. Shout out to K-Slate and the whole squad over there. You know what I'm saying? And I got to shout out DJ Instinct for sending me this joint because, yo, I just, if you're in New York area, you know they playing this song 24 hours a day. Bucket, bucket naked. Even if you don't even know what Papoose is saying on there, you're going to be saying bucket naked. But Remy ripped the shit out this joint. She ripped the shit out this joint. So I want y'all to hit this joint, man. Let's go. Papoose, bucket naked, featuring referee Remy Ma, live in the building with DJ Instinct on Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
Check.
That's how we be on the trailer.
Bucky neck. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'm a caller, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky neck.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky neck.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, they pink. Smell like roses, a pussy on pink. She's double ring gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bang my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green, but I wanna see her get
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
Bucky naked.
She got my name Bucky tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
Bucky naked.
I make her scream, Bucky. I hit every corner, cause I like it when she get
Bucky naked.
I told her I'm a caller, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, Bucky. Like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Bucky.
Sipping on Patron. She in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Bucky.
She want that thug love. Now she in the bathtub.
Bucky naked.
Zounds of footage from the phone to the Mac and make a movie. A massive bedroom body. My shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's me, Miss Phillips. It's mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit. He write me down. Lil Boosie. And we both G's. Together we make Gucci. You sex texting. Typical groupie. I'm individual. My son that picture of the Uchi. I'm the housewife. He took a his whole Gucci. I be on my job. Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper so people think he used me. No, I give him three holes like a piece of Lucy. The foodie and always ready. I'm telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Only KY jelly,
Bucky.
Everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes. I'm bucket naked already.
I told her I'm a caller, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky
naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
Sitting home alone,
Bucky.
Sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Bucky.
She want that thug love, now she in the bathtub.
Bucky naked. Bucky naked.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
Yo, everything is buried, Bucky naked. Yo, that's my joint right there. I might have to run that joint again later. But yeah, man, Bucky naked. We live in the building with your man, DJ Instinct, live in the building, man. Stand up worldwide, BK, BX, all over, all the barrels stand up, man. DJ Instinct is in the motherfucking building,
what?
Baby. For real. Yo, so DJ Instinct, man, I just love that joint, man. That joint give me hype. But anyway.
That's crazy. That's crazy right there. Yeah, you got to play that past the, what's that shit? The Stop the Party remix?
Oh, I gotta play the Stop the Party remix. I'm gonna play
that's
that.
That's one of those long tracks, though. Like, what's that? Like,
yeah, that joint, like, the original joint, though, Swizz was going in. He was saying some old crazy stuff on there, yo. And everything. But, yo, this the remix joint that I got, the remix got DMX on there. They got Ghost on there. They got Cameron on there. They got T.I. They got Busta on there. And Swizzy, you know, Stop the Party. We're gonna play that in a few, man. New music live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We also got that bottle popping with your man Trey Songz and Nicki Minaj. Yo, the only thing about Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, is like, I don't knock chicks for doing what they do, but like she that voice is mad irritating. Like she be messing up the song like
Yeah, but I guess that's what makes her a little bit different though. I mean she, yo, you can name about 10 chicks that came out that kind of sound like that same Little Kim.
Yeah,
I mean, but she got a little bit, you know, a little bit of extra, you know what I'm saying, on the side.
She got a little bit of extra monster in her.
Right.
Bucket naked. Yo, it's crazy right now, man. We live somebody. So, like, okay, being a DJ, right, is there certain things that you feel like some of these artists are, like, really lacking? And besides that question, also, what's the proper way for artists to, like, submit music to you, man?
Oh, definitely. All right, first, via email. Let me answer the second question first. It's via email, djinstinctsmp3@gmail.com. Like, I don't really, like, I be on Twitter, people just, you know, with the mentions and this and that. Like, it doesn't feel like you're kind of, you know, like, really reaching out to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of want to feel like, you know, you kind of like saying, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass this music on to you. Can you play it for me? Not some general spam type blast, you know what I mean? That I don't respect that. I'm not really going to check for that, to be honest with you. So if you send it via email, if you, you know, you basically introduce yourself to something you're trying to do, then we can work together. So I can feel like there's an open line of communication in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
As far as what people are lacking, like, people are lacking lyrics right now, to be honest with you. And that's a strong point. Like, I come from, like, basically the 90s is what I listened to. Like, when hip-hop was basically, you know, tough beats and lyrics. Right now, everybody's trying to ride the beat. Most people's trying to ride the beat. Beats and hooks. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you gotta put some shit out to make people pay attention.
Definitely.
Like, you can't always be about some party shit. I mean, I like to party, but at the same time, I like to listen too, because, you know, you gotta focus on something.
Yeah, I think majority of us come from an era where we actually used to sit down and listen to lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this cat talking about? Most
right.
of these cats, I don't even understand what the hell they saying. I ain't even going to lie. I'm like, huh? You had to listen to that joint like 3 times. What are you saying?
Yeah.
The only thing that be catching you is might be the hook, but other than that, everything else is oblivious.
Right. And everything's,
you know,
a gimmick. To be honest, like, yeah, that's the other thing, too.
Definitely. And I'm going to open up the lines. Guru, you over there? You back with us right there in Jersey? What's good, Guru?
Yeah, I'm here, Lushy Lush. Yeah, I just
for DJ Instinct.
Of course, yeah. I just actually want to make sure I get his Gmail information, you know, so we could link up and talk about people that want to get some mixtape hosting by my man DJ Instinct. You know, a lot of cats out there, they don't have really too much direction out on getting DJs to support them, man. I just actually just want to get that Gmail information.
Oh, definitely. That's DJ Instincts, INSTYNCTZ. MP3@gmail.com. DJ Instincts MP3@gmail.com.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what's up. And,
yeah, summertime. I'm trying to put as many mixtapes as possible. So just holler at me, man. We'll work. I'm here for that.
That's what's up. Bugsy, you got a question for DJ Instinct, man?
Well, actually I do, but I don't know, I think it might be more of an email question, but, you know, I'll put it out there anyway, like, you know, like, round figure, like, what's the numbers as far as, like, hosting mixtapes for artists, independent artists and things like that?
Independent artists, like, it all depends on what you're trying to do, man. Like, if you got 20 tracks, it's going to be more. If you got 10 tracks, it's going to be less. If it's somebody that I'm willing to work with and that I believe in, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to look out a little bit more because the product is really going to be a lot, you know, better. You know what I'm saying? I put a stamp on it, but still at the same time, like, I kind of want to work with quality artists. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can dig that.
Definitely. And DJ Instinct, somebody asked me in the chat room, what are some of the things as a DJ you're doing to give back to your community?
Give back to my community?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to look out for you. I got my daughter plays basketball, so I devote a lot of time to pretty much putting efforts into, you know, the fundraisers for her team. She does a thing with the Children's Aid Society.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, mm-hmm. things like that. I mean, we're working on a lot of different things. We True Son Ali, we got some a little foundation that we're trying to work on to give back to kids also. We're trying to put some events coming together sometime, maybe in September. But it's all in the works, though.
That's what it is.
So
and,
you got to try to give back, man. You know, the more we make, the more the better we get. shit gotta come back around. Like, you can't really leave where you started. You know what I mean?
And how far do you want to take the DJing thing? You want to take it to the point where to the next level, to actually be like on on TV type thing? You want to do some acting? I mean, you know, how far do you want to take this?
Nah, I don't got that look. I don't got that look for acting.
What
are
you talking about? You don't got the look to act.
Nah, I ain't trying to be an actor. I don't, you know. What I'm trying to do, basically, like, I'm trying to get into production, to be honest with you, later on.
Okay.
Radio would be nice as well. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I want to do, is end up being on the production side of things. I always had a passion for that also. I just never have the time for it. But, you know, all that's coming together soon.
That's what it is.
Yeah, as far as the TV thing, I don't know. I'll leave that up to you, Lush. I'd rather stay on the other side of the camera.
On the other side of the camera. Speaking about the other side of the camera, make sure that you check out the blog on www.lushradioonline.com. Doggy Diamonds did his first face-to-face interview ILP. He usually doesn't get on the camera. We're so used to seeing him behind the camera, but he did his first exclusive interview. So you guys need to check that out. Doggy is my dude. He real funny, though. He's a funny-ass dude. He making me laugh. Check him out, man. He's definitely a good dude, hard worker. BK stand up. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe on this heat wave. So I'm going to go into this song. You know what I'm saying? Another joint that my boy sent me, DJ Instinct. This joint right here, Start the Party. Swiss Beats, Busta Rhymes, T.I., Cameron, DMX, Ghostface is crazy. We gonna play this joint right here, you know what I'm saying? You know, besides me having to get bucket naked, cause it's hot. We gonna play this joint right here. We gonna come right back with DJ Instinct, baby.
I am Iron Man.
I said, wait, what we waiting for, Swiss?
Stop the party.
Streets want it, nigga.
I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Go, go. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remix. Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up.
Yeah.
Get him up. Get him up.
Oh.
Get him up. Get him up. I said, wait. Stop the party.
I
don't want to hurt nobody, but.
Yeah. That's what it's coming through. Tell me how you want it, bro. Fuck a line, nigga. See, we shipping right in front of you. Check. Trust me, you don't really want it, dude. Open club security and pull my niggas off of you. Why try? Stop it. See, we prime time coming through. Shut it down. Disrespectful, bitch. That's what we love to do. Check the method. How I shred it. That ain't nothing new. Hectic like the tunnel.
I said, wait. Stop the party.
Yeah, where you
at? I don't want to hurt nobody, bro.
To the club, fog hopping out, bouncing. Walking in the door, the DJ just made an announcement. King in the building, women screaming, shouting. Bring me bottles and a half, standing on the couches. Me, I don't smoke, but my niggas blowing out. Since it's hot in here, she's sweating, see her nipples through her blouse. Hey, how can I not be the hottest shit? I'm killing party body shit. Hey, wait a minute, stop the
shit. Wait.
Aw, shucks, man.
Oh, oh. When the last time you heard somebody say, aw, shucks, man?
Oh,
shut. Oh, God, what we about to do here? Kill him, kill him. Where you at, Playboy?
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't want to hurt nobody, but.
I'm a cyclone whore. Drive stones, y'all. Want FaceTime with the iPhone 4 or. Be patient. More beat waiting. King James the game. Number one free agent. I've been winning. You've been losing. Dip set back. Got the UN moving. Moving. Chips, Frito-Lay. East Coast, yes, sir. I'm the East Coast.
I said, wait.
Hey, yo, Ghost, where you at, nigga?
I said, wait. stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Yo, I know a couple real killers that's Catholic. Uh-huh. White boys with feet black, cleaning they rats, and then they bloodline is Cyrus. I'm the only Muslim in the pool. They know I put that work in like a pirate. Jail shit slap the ox in the green jello. Carving your face is like the sound of a sweet demo. Swiss knives intimidate Roscoe. Blood dripping over my crisp knife. The streets are test spit like Tabasco. Never took the blue suit off Big Rosé. That's more for like pretty women. You so lame, so if you wanna get physical, Staten Island goons is in the cut. Tony Stark play the front like my genitals.
Yeah, I thought we was making a movie already, huh? Welcome home,
get back,
dog!
Get back.
Oh, shucks, man. I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
I went away for a minute, it's like I'm back from the dead. Relapse on your niggas and crack some heads. Let me see, my plate's empty, yours is full. You suck, real talk, come on with the ball. Guns clap like a claw, tap, tap on the doors. You gon' be like, what's that? Or you gon' hear blap through the walls. I rep for the town and said, fuck with tacky. Niggas in Clinton, Comstock, Cax, Sack.
I said, wait. Stop the party. I don't wanna hurt nobody but.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
who, him? He's a rat. To the hood, he can never come back, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
get him, huh?
Yo, this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy. That's live in the building. He's a rat, and he'll never come back. Ow! We live in the building, man. Another exclusive right there from your boy, DJ Instinct, man. We live in the building, man. That's what it is, man. Woo-wee! That joint went hard. You know what I'm saying? They had some top players in the building on that one. You know what I'm saying? If you're in the New York area, you already heard that joint going rolling on the mainstream radio. But if you're in the DMV, I don't know. Y'all might not heard it yet. But if you did, you're going to hear it from the first time here. Live on Lush Radio Online, courtesy of DJ Instinct. Instinct.
Oh, I was going to try to send you something else. You still got time to get sent something else?
Huh?
Do I still have time to send you something else?
Yeah, you can send me something else, man.
All right. Dude, I need like 5 minutes. But yeah, man, shout out to DMX, man. I love that. Like, he brings that shit back. Get at me, dog. Whoa. Who was that? That was you, Les? Don't tell me that was you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with my boy DJ Instinct live on Les Radio online. You know what I'm saying? Where my dog's at? Shout out to Swizzy. We live in the building. If I tell you I can't stop the party, then you need to stop the party. Get at me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Yo, we live in the building, man, on Lush Radio Online, man. That joint definitely go hard, man. That shit is crazy. I got some new music also, man. Like I said, this joint right here, I got a new joint from 950 Plus. They usually go on tour with your boy AG. They've been doing their thing. They out of the Bronx area. They Bronx Brown. They did a song called Bronx Brown. You know what I'm saying? This one is called Embrace the Pain. And this is our time for Hot or Not. You know, tell me if it's hot or not. You feeling it? You want to throw it in the garbage? Let me know, man. We're going to be honest live on Lush Radio Online. We have special guest DJ Instinct, and he's going to give us our feedback tonight. This one right here is 950 Plus, Embrace the Pain, man.
Oh, baby.
Catch you while she's sleeping. I fly the covers, slide underneath it. For my peas, and she topless, and the room is freezing. Treat her panties like they streaming from the water leaking. Tennessee's and put it in the ones and pretend I'm leaving. She jump up, all confused, like what you do. I was in that special place that you could only take me to. And I tell her, mama, shoot, said you can never keep me. Don't need you OD, and in my presence, gotta breathe, please.
Embrace the pain,
is near, and the pain don't live here. Fucking the devil's daughter for about 5 years. Then I hit her up, many months I'm gone. Till the winter comes, in love with another slut who hides behind the liquor cup. Straight laughed as the emotion passed, and was sad you might lose her to an open tab. It's beer pong, marijuana wasn't special. Probably was drunk the day I met you. Gone.
Boy Prince,
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online.
Shit.
Yeah, it's more to the song, but you know what I'm saying. I play a little bit. You know what I'm saying. I want to know what the people feedback is, how they feel about that. DJ Instinct, what you think about that joint, fam?
That shit is smooth. It's smooth. I like 950 plus is doing that thing, man. I see them also, man. Shout out to the Bronx, AG also. He's pretty much living legend out there too, you know.
Definitely.
I like that track. I like that track.
That's one of them joints you just smoke an L on and you just like meditate and shit off that joint.
Yeah.
For real. You know. Guru, what you think about that joint? Where you at, Nick? You swimming or something? You trying to kill cool? What you doing, son? You got your swim trunks on? Yo, Bugsy, what you thought about that, yo?
Oh, man, that was tough, man. And that beat was definitely all body, man. I fucks with that right there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad you like it. Embrace the pain right there. You know, they'll be glad to know that people was feeling that. I got another joint. Now, this joint goes out to a lot of people out here. You know, some of these independent artists think that they Hollywood, you know. You know, we call them corn stars because, you know, they corny dudes, right? But they think they stars. And this is from your boy Bad Seed called Corn Stars. You know what I mean? I was looking at it like, what the hell? But, hey, you got to listen to the lyrics. Let me know what you think about that. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Think. I want to think.
And then when we come back, we're going to definitely talk back and wrap it up with our boy DJ Instinct right here. This one's called Corn Stars. Hot or not, let me know what you think, man. Call in right now at 347-826-7722. Corn Stars. Are you a corn star, you know, or are you a rock star? Let it know. Mm-hmm. Let's Radio Online. Let's go.
What it gon' be? Can't deal with these corny motherfuckers around me. Get it up. Middle finger in the air, fuck a corn star. Middle finger in the air, fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a. Get it up. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star.
I say, shorty think she poppin', but I think she should know that that bullshit she doing got her looking like a hoe. And homie over there, he gossip like a girl. I got 20 on his fitted for some shit he said he didn't, but I know he did. I put that on his kids, he a corn star. Yup, that's what that nigga is. He corn on the cob. They always want beefin'. Once that beef come, that's when they all queefin'. Shorty think she Nicki, she stole her whole swag. Had it wrapped up and she threw it in a bag.
Yeah.
Run around acting like a corn star. Nah, baby girl, you a corn star. Don't know where you going, no on star. Wherever you going, be careful cause you going far. Doing stupid shit. I rebuke the shit. And I ain't buy this beat. I just loot the shit.
Ooh-wee, what it gon' be? Can't deal with these corny motherfuckers around me. Get it up. Middle finger in the air, fuck a corn star. Middle finger in the air, fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a. Get it up. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star. Fuck a corn star.
I say, people doing dumb shit, that's what you call them, corn star. Not some of them, nigga, all of them. If I was king of the world, I'd make a wall of them. Machine gun funk, cut them in half, all of them. Corny niggas in a way, it's like a mall of them. I crumble they ass up and make a ball of them. Cause I still can't understand what the problem is. Corny for no reason, corneology. Epidemic. Remember that I said it, and I gotta give my cousin Touch Nasty the credit, cause he came up with the word shit. Minute that I heard it, knew the jury was out, so I came with the verdict.
The verdict?
The verdict. Corny niggas ain't us. Fade away. Perfect. I don't battle niggas, niggas get murdered. Wordplay, that means the pun is inserted.
Ooh, wee, what it gon' be? Can't deal with these corny motherfuckers around me. Get it. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star. Middle finger in the air, fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a, get it up. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star. Fuck a con star.
And there you have it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the six man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the six man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the six man. Oh, we live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. That was Bad Seed. Was it hot or not, man? Was it hot or not? Instinct, what you think about that, fam?
I think it's alright. I mean, it's not my style, but I can see, like, the reason I would mess with it is, like, I can see a video. I can see a funny-ass video to that shit. Sometimes that shit could be fun, man. It's alright, though.
Yo, Bugsy, what you think about that joint, son?
Man, Bugsy's MIA today.
No, Bugsy's he's over there. I don't know where he's going. Guru, where you at?
I'm right here in the building. You know I'm outside. I try to get a little bread, but you know I'm a breadwinner, so that's what I do. But anyway, I think the joint had a concept. The beat was kind of ill, you know. So we're gonna go from there. Like I said, I did like the concept as far as leading into a video. Most songs would have to have a concept before a video is done. I just wanted to make that clear to all you up-and-coming artists. Like, get your concepts together. How could you think about a video and you don't have a concept? So, I mean, that was a concept right there. So I'm kind of giving him a kind of hot with us, a little lowercase H.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here, Lush. I forgot my phone was on mute and shit. You know, I'm here talking to myself and shit. But fuck it, you know. Keep it out of this real radio, but I fuck with it, cause I got cut off in the beginning, you know what I mean, and then when I came back in, you know what I mean, I just had to swing in with Double Dutch with it, so it wasn't hard to, you know, start vibing with, so, you know, I give it a hot.
Oh, okay, well, I myself, you know, shout out to Bassie, he definitely comes through on the show, BK's finest, you know what I'm saying, all I can say is that I give it a little H, you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna say it's that track. But I can relate to the message because there is a lot of corn stars out here. So I'm going to give it a little age. It's hot, you know. I mean, it's hot. Everybody can relate to these corn stars trying to act like they something when nobody even knows who the hell they are. So, and it definitely does have a concept. And I can see a real funny-ass video, and I'll be dying laughing because that dude's hilarious anyway. You know, so shout out to all y'all corn stars out here. Get the fuck out of here, you know. Just get the fuck out of here. We're going to wrap it up with DJ Instinct because I know he's real busy and everything like that. So, DJ Instinct, once again, get everybody your Twitter, your contact information and all that so they can check for you, fam.
Oh, definitely. Hit me up on Twitter at DJ Instincts, INSTYNCTZ. A lot of people fuck that up because I just spell my shit differently, and I'm sorry about that. But it's INSTYNCTZ. I got to be different. Also, independent artists, hit me up at djinstinctsmp3@gmail.com. Also, catch the Monday Night Mixtape every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. That's on allcityradionyc.com. And don't forget about the Pass the Torch Mixtape coming up, Pass the Torch Showcase coming up. A lot of big things, man. Big shout to Mac and Millions also, man. Hit me up on the Twitter. That kid is doing his thing. I'm going to send you that song, too. Hopefully one of these days you can play that. It's called Beast 2010. He's from Brooklyn and shit. He's doing his thing.
I'll play it for you, man. You already know what it is, man. Anything DJ Instinct co-signed, then I'm going to run it. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Lush, man. No, first of all, yeah, big shout out to Lush. And then my bad because it was like, I think it was like 2 months ago, one month ago, I think I was supposed to call in and I didn't. I fronted. My bad, I admit it. But I'm here, and I'm going to call in again. Trust me.
It's all good, man. You know I got nothing but love for DJ Instinct. He's definitely great at his craft, and we definitely love him on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you continue to support him in all of his endeavors. Definitely.
I definitely. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, man. I hit you on the flip side, fam. All
right. Let's keep hip-hop alive, man.
That's what it is.
All right. Shout out to True Son. Shout out to Torch Specialist Set. BX, BK. Shout out to Baltimore also, man. Words, all right?
That's what it is, man. Yo,
that's
what's up. Shout out to DJ Instinct. He's live on Lush Radio Online, man. And you know what I'm saying? I got another joint that DJ Instinct slid me. This is a new joint from Shine featuring Mella Manchinko and Pharoah Monch. It's a new joint. So check this out. Let me know what you think about this joint. Yeah.
Everybody heard?
dirty, you know, dirty, you know, dirty, you know, dirty, dirty, you know, dirty, shine, shine, shine.
Oh, that's some new pheromones right there. Want to know what you guys think about that, Bugsy? What you think about that one?
Oh, no, I'm going to have to hit that with the warm. I don't know. It really ain't even catch me like that. I mean, it's a nice little joint, but, you know, I'm going to give it the warm.
Wow, that's what it is, man. Goo, what you think about that joint?
I was kind of bouncing to it, you know, for the hook. I mean, the singer on the hook had me going a little bit, but, you know, that's about as far as I go. I had a little bounce to it with the singing and the girl in the background on the singing, so it's about as far as I'm feeling now. I can't really give it a hot right there.
I think I might have to go with y'all on the warm because I don't know. That joint was like kind of all over the place for me. Mm. It didn't really catch me. It's kind of like too over the place. I don't know about that one. So I have to give it a lukewarm, yo, because it was real Luke.
Luke Skywalker.
Crazy. That was lukewarm right there. We got another joint. This is on another note. This is a reggae artist right here. It's a new reggae artist. Look out for him. His name is Over Mars. Right out of the DMV. Not out of the DMV. Actually from Jamaica. And he has this new song, Street Grooves by Russian. He's the number one producer out of the Jamaica area, and he's actually the creator of the reggae dance, the Raging Bull, and several other dances. So he's a dancer and also an artist. So I want to know what you guys think about this joint, Over Mars Street Grooves.
Russian, we live for the street.
Sure.
We're coming like the white lining of the street.
For real.
The dance on them street groove is mad. Oh, you could have thought like giraffe, thought like a dwarf. Get in the street groove.
Move.
Oh, and a half since the sound is done on here. Get in the street groove.
Right.
The dance on the art serious, we not laugh here.
Get
in the street groove. From a yard to a radio, we get free reward here.
Get in the street.
It's a the dance with the summer seat clear, no need proof. Everybody everywhere you move to the street group. It's on the reggae, not just our rhythm and blues. If you can't do the dance, what I'm over them crew.
Right.
Mr. Waki a the legend, him get me salute. I impose the foot name street group food. And we are the tree while him at the road.
Yeah.
And a few start dance and a rap and show. So that's all like giraffe, that's like a dwarf we are. Get in the street group.
For
the hour and a half since the sun is done and we are. Get in the street group. Dance, we are dance to the bar, we are talk. Make sure not anything, we are on the rock.
Ah,
1, 2, 3, so the back, claim a pop. The way the song at select a bully don't pop.
Yeah.
We dance and roll out a party non-stop. Me love to see the girl, them a wine up in a frock.
Yeah.
We ever clean from who suit, don't put the
back.
We dance to the top and up of them, what's
everybody
to be black?
Put
a star like giraffe, star like a new one, we are. Get in the street group. For the hour and a half since the sound is done and we are. Get in the street group. It's a dance and the art serious. We not laugh here.
I come
a yard to a brand. Yo, we get free reward here.
Get in the street
to the roof. Them for no. All of them are top of them. Right now. It's like dancer for the year. Them for no that. Big up Walkie,
the
legend.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, that was Over Mars right there, Street Grooves. So I want to know if it's hot or not. What you think about it? Guru, what you think about that joint?
I get my little dance hall on, so I can get in there on the rubber dub on there. I could deal with that right there. And just for the dance hall, you know, dance hall, massive. Shout out to Bobby Condors. Bobby Condors can play that too. If he can play it, I'm with it.
That's what's up. Bugsy, what you think about that?
Yeah, man, I might have to agree with him because I was getting ready to say, man, I can actually see that being played in some whips, you know, people get amped on their way to the club to go shake that little tail for that little stinky ass, you know what I mean? So you definitely get that a little hot, man. You know, shout out to all the shorties that's getting ready for the club tonight. I know you want to play that in the whip, go shake your little tail.
We got another joint right here. It's from your boy All Biz, called Hollywood, from Microphone Bully. We're gonna play this joint and we'll know what you think, if it's hot or not.
Whoever do it so big and look so good, your old homies tell you Hollywood. Man, it's your boy Biz right here, man.
They popped my CD in the player after ripping off the packaging. I left them low for a second, but now we back again. Parallel over the shoulder while backing in. Steering the captain's wheel while they're backing him. I'm on my full time grizzling. Buzzing like a beehive and I'm out here physically. Put them online, cats mistaking up the industry. Let me ask a rhetorical question.
Who win with me?
I make my music banging, turn the system up. I'll tell a salmon in the booth to turn the system up. We in here hella deep, none of my niggas give a fuck. Truthfully, we really came out here just to lift it up. After this, I'm definitely finna hit up that bootay. Aiming at your toupee, listening to Lupe. Jumping in that coupe, hey, I'm so styling on them. Them dudes golfing, I'm talking tough, I'm wilding on them. The big rig coming through, plowing on them. Steam rolling, smoothing out everything. Handle my business, I don't have ass anything.
Back in the day, they was hating on the come up. Look at me now, though, I told you I was gonna come up. Oh, look at me shining, man, I told you I was gonna come up. They say I'm big time, I'm going Hollywood. But they were hating on the come up.
Music out of labels wanna ask for. Rappers wanna call me up. DJs wanna call me too. Ask me for my new shit. Can I get a drop or two? I wake up in the morning think it ain't like good. Hop up in the bucket and my dad's on war. If you talking money, my money is good. I'm independent, I can get rich going forward. 10,000 mom and pop stores and I'm drunk hustling stickers, posters, flyers. That grace my Facebook and I'm so New York, want me to buy them something. I'm in my own lane, these dudes body bluffing. Shorty with me here, I get my body pumping back and forth, up and down. See you take the gray hair. Fast life, Gucci rapping is what we move around. Mr. Byzantine is back and it's going down.
Back in the day, they was hating on the come up. Look at me now, though, I told you I was gonna come up. Oh, look at me shining, man, I told you I was gonna come up. They say I'm big time, I'm going Hollywood. But they were hating on the come up. Look at me now, though, I told you I was gonna come up. Oh, look at me shining, man, I told you I was gonna come up. They say I'm big time, I'm going Hollywood.
I like brains. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all heard that right there. That was Hollywood right there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just like don't like when you're trying to be successful, or like yesterday we were talking about making a change in your life. They think you Hollywood. You're trying to shine for the best. Let's talk about it. What y'all think about that song? Bugsy, what you think about that joint?
I'm going to get at the hot, man. He definitely had a nice delivery on that joint, man. He definitely did his thing.
That's what's up. Goo, what you think about that?
Yeah, it's kind of nice. The beat was kind of sick right there. He was kind of going in, so like yelling at y'all, his point across. Damn sure was yelling his ass off, yelling on the track. But it was tolerable. I wasn't gonna say it was intolerable. I could definitely give it a hot with a lower H though.
That's what's up.
I want to hear more from him. Yeah. You know, cause I'm an NY. You know, I'm a Jersey dude, like through and through, man. So I support New York artists. I support the South. You know what I mean? But you know, my roots is definitely NY and Jersey. So you know, I gotta support NY. We trying to put NY on the map. We putting NY on the map. So I mean, just come correct, everybody. You know, and be diverse. You're gonna have to mix it up to be relevant. As far as the NY and Jersey, you gotta network with the South. I mean, point blank, period, man. You're going to have to network with the South. You got to try to get on. And in order to think outside the box, you got to work with other artists and producers too, man. You can't just work with two producers, man, and think you're going to be pumping on your mixtape or your CD, dog. Step your game up. Get out there and network, man. This is what networking is all about. You never know. Producer might want to work with you.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
Show love, yo. Show love.
Yeah, and shout out to everybody out there doing their thing, man. Lush Radio Online. I got another joint from my boy, you know, Torch on the Hot or Not, but I'm gonna go into another song. This from Kanye West. You know what I mean? And we're gonna come right back on Lush Radio Online. We're gonna talk about these celebrity weddings that just passed, and we're gonna talk about this 3.7 earthquake that hit the DMV in a few minutes when we come back. Let's go, Kanye.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess that we do it, it don't need a theme music. No one man should have all that. And I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rollin'. Huh? Motherfucker, we rollin'. With some light skin girls and some Kelly rollin'. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So goodnight, woo world. Fucking nation, they say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddamn it, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving, what a bad bitch. Make your life so inside.
your boy Prince.
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush.
On Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, I heard, you know what I'm saying, my boy Biz, you know what I'm saying, Hollywood earlier, and then you heard your man Kanye West right there, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, definitely I salute Microphone Bully. Make sure you check out their show each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock, my MBTV, the number one hotspot, better than MTV, better than MTV2, better than BET, so yeah, they got new music, new artists. They doing crazy interviews. So, you know, all you got to do is log in, www.microphonebully.com. Hit up Biz if you want to get your video on, microphonebully@gmail.com. That joint definitely got an H tonight. We got a new joint from our boy Torch from Triple C's. That's courtesy of DJ Instinct that was just live with us not too long ago. Shout out to all our DJs. Make sure you pay your DJs. And make sure you pay your artists. Make sure you pay your whole entire team, man. Stop playing games, man. If you got enough time to pop like 50 million bottles, you can pay your people, man. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here Fridays. Word up. So we got a new joint right here from Torch called Taste Test. I want to know what you think. Is it hot or not?
Torch. Trap star since the teen. How you wanna play it? I don't unwrap shit, I ain't gotta weigh it. I don't got beef, I ain't gotta spray it. I got 100 shooters, boy, I ain't gotta say it. Bitch, you know I won't hit before I get to it. Money ain't a problem, little mama, let's do it. Hooker looking for a check, looking at my neck. What CCC mean? Top could collect. I'm really in the hood, I'm really in the streets. I'm really that nigga who just trapping on beat. I'm good around my way. They know me in VA, they know me in PA. My next stop the A. What you say, shout it? Let me visit, take test. I let you hit it, fresh off the pallet. Uncut product, only one rule. Bust it open, bitch, you bought it. What you say, shout it? What you say, what you say? Let me visit, I let you hit it, shout it. Now what you say, you got my cake, can't feel your face. I'm on the way, I'm on my shit, I'm on my grind. You want that yay, money on my mind. I don't front nothing, cash on delivery. Cash on my enemies, smoke like a chimney. I'm the chief, I'm the man, I'm the one they try and hide. Try me, fuck nigga, if you try and die. 645, I bought that for my bitch. Drop top, make back, order cause I'm rich. Stealing the checks like I need money. Made back music, high clean money. If you can count it, you ain't seen money. Head boss, I'm the realest that you seen money. I'm good around my way, they know me in GA. Next stop, LA. What you say, shout it? Let me visit, take test. I let you hit it, fresh off the pallet. Uncut product, only one rule. Bust it open, bitch, you bought it. What you say, shout it? What you say, what you say? What you say?
New torch, right there. You know, Pass the Torch showcase is coming up, you know, for the independent artists and all that. Y'all heard it from DJ Instinct himself earlier, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you check that situation out. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building on, you know, Lush Radio Online. Don't forget the Coast to Coast DJ Convention is August 27th to the 29th. You need to be in Miami, Florida to be a part of that whole entire movement. If you want to do sponsorship or anything like that, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com and let's get it popping. What y'all think about that Torch joint, Guru? What you think about that?
This is all right. I mean, you know, shout out to Torch. I don't know if it's, you know, with our pump, but I mean, you know, I was just tuned in, man. You know, so, I mean, I'm just gonna give that a lukewarm right there.
That's what it is. What you think about that? What you think about that, Bugsy?
I'm gonna go with the lukewarm. You know what I mean? That's like Gould said, it's not my type of music. But you know, I can see people that have rocked to it. I can definitely see it getting some airplay. But you know, he did his little thing.
I think it was hot. You know what I'm saying? I don't give it a high H. I give it a baby lowercase H though. But you know, I like.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I mean. I was looking for some more NY flavor right there from Torch right there. I'm gonna keep it real. Looking for that NY.
So you think he sounded more down south on this joint?
No, I don't think it's even down south. I think he's just trying to step out the box, you know, and do his thing. But it's not what I would really
you
nod my head to. I wouldn't be nodding my head to that. I'm gonna keep it real. I wouldn't be nodding my head to that.
Okay, that's what's up. That's honest feedback. I give it a lowercase H tonight and stuff. I don't think it's that song for him, but I think it's definitely nice. But I can definitely hear it be playing, but I just don't think it's that song for him. You know what I mean? We got another joint from Mac Millions, Beef 2010, courtesy of our boy DJ Instinct. I want to know if it's hot or not. Calling at 347-826-7722.
Uh-huh. Mac. See, you already know I got you.
What's beef? Beef is when my locals go crazy. 9mm or that buddy Glock waving. Leave the kids in the crib cause they gon' spray it. And run out the scat till the cops come chase it. What's beef? Beef is when my locals go crazy. 9mm or that buddy Glock waving. Leave the kids in the crib cause they gon' spray it. And run out the scat till the cops come chase it.
You better duck, little nigga, or run. Oh run, you better duck, little nigga, or run. Oh run, you better duck, little nigga, or run. Oh run, cause my niggas not trained for fun. What's beef? Beef is when shit get critical, when it spills in the streets, and it stops being lyrical, when it's not about two individuals. It's my side and your side, your guys and my guys. If my soldiers get hit, then somebody gotta die. You can bet your last dime on that, on some old Sugar Hill shit. Think I'm alone in your workplace? Look out your office window, see my man tying his shoelace, or my son with a hoodie on. Oh, my ace with the suitcase will tear up the place. Ride down the block in the black caddy, letting loose and accidentally hit a little kid in his wisdom tooth. Now that's beef. Beef is when my locals go crazy. 9mm or that buddy Glock waving. Leave the kids in the crib cause they gon' spray it. And run out the scat till the cops come chase it. What's beef? Beef is when my locals go crazy. 9mm or that buddy Glock waving. Leave the kids in the crib cause they gon' spray it. And run out the scat till the cops come chase it. You better duck, little nigga, or run. Oh run, you better duck, little nigga, or run. Oh run, you better duck, little nigga, or run. Oh run, cause my niggas not praying for fun.
That's B 2010, Mac Millions. I want to know what you guys think. Was that hot or not? Or was it lukewarm? That's the word from Bugsy.
Gotta use it sometimes, you know. Sometimes it ain't too cold, sometimes it ain't too hot, so you gotta give it that lukewarm. But I'm actually gonna give it a lukewarm. The only reason why I say that is because I can't let my son hear that till he's about like 19, 18, 19. You know what I mean? So I can't even really play it when I'm around him. So only reason why I get the lukewarm is just a little too. I don't know. I'm not gonna say I condone to the violence and anything, but you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, sugarcoat it up every once in a while. You can't be too hoodish, you know.
Good. What you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was about to ask where was they from, because I mean, you know, I mean, I kind of like the track, but aside from the violence, like we do really gotta go with like what Bugsy said. Like, I could tell my boy got skills, so he gonna have to step outside the box
to be more relevant. You know, he's gonna have to step outside the box, get out the violence, and show his other versatility. Like he can't have nine joints talking about killing a nigga cap and all that. He can't do that. So I mean, you know, it's just an album. If you got 12 songs, if you got 12 songs and nine is about busting somebody's mother when they come out the driveway, then you know it's gonna be a problem. Retaliation it's not all about revenge on your CD, dog. I mean, it's okay to get back on one song, but let that be like one and a half songs. You can have a skit and one violent song. I mean, come on. So
wow.
I'm definitely all for like people showing like some skills for like Bugsy just said, let his 9-year old hear. Like, come on, 9-year olds are really drawn to hip hop. So don't you really understand? Like, you really got to come outside the box and get creative, man, as to who you are and what you represent. And do it in a way that you can teach the kids. Stop cursing so much. Stop trying to pull everybody's cap. You know you're not going to do it.
Oh, <bro. laughs> He said, like, niggas feel secure in the booth. They can say whatever they want, so they step outside.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying,
God,
bro. You got to keep it real on this show right now, man. That's how I do it.
Yo, Bugsy, what you think about that joint, fam?
Oh, damn, Lush, you went to me first already. You
went to me
second.
We need two comments from Bugsy.
Hey, Andrew, you up there.
He hosting and co-hosting. Hosting and co-hosting.
Oh, man, Lush, you still sipping on that Moscato, Ma?
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Yeah.
Lush disappeared on us, man. Where'd Lush go?
Come back, Lush. I'm a comment again.
When you say those are jokes, I was fooling y'all. Come on, Lush. It's all goody, Ma.
Come back, Lush. Mic check. But anyway, I know you know we're gonna have to really get in tune with what these people want to hear and what's really good out here for the artists, man. Just step into the 2010, man. You know, if the kids is in the back seat want to hear some jams, keep it real, like, so the kids can tune in, man. You know.
Yeah, I'm back, man. I had something had happened, but check it out, y'all. I have to say that I think the artist does have skill. I have to agree with Guru. His lyrics were all right, but all that killing massacre shit, like, yo, nobody want to hear that right now, son. Nobody, people is in a recession. They trying to be happy.
People selling their guns.
People selling their guns to get food.
They selling their guns right now. I'm telling you, it's real.
You know what I mean?
Don't ask me because I don't. I'm telling you because I do know.
You killing out there, son, for real. Like, seriously,
mm-hmm.
man. You killing people's
mm-hmm.
cats and dogs.
You killed somebody yesterday? Come on. I'm asking.
Yo,
I'm just asking.
I'm saying, you know, when that one person get drunk and they might have some anger, they hear that song, man. They ready to die.
It's only one of y'all in the group that's really killers. If it's 30 of y'all, I mean, I'm going to give them kind of numbers out. So, like, I'm really not because I'm hood. I'm in the streets. I know what's around. Like, come on. Like, you're not going to have three killers out of 30. It's only going to be one killer out of 30, y'all. I'm sorry.
What Eddie Griffin say? He said, when you niggas rap, you niggas is telling on themselves. Niggas talk too much. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stop it.
Hip-hop police be listening. You know what I'm saying? Niggas waiting outside his crib. Oh, he got guns. He about to kill a nigga cat back.
Yo, all I want to say is, like, we don't promote animal violence, man. Stop killing people cats, son. That might be the only thing they got, son. Stop killing people cats. For real.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
you're not walking out the studio with your ratchet, like, aiming it. So, I mean, it's like, that's how you rapping, though. You rapping like you coming right out the studio with your gun cocked. I mean,
yo,
it's
but
not
see,
reality.
This is the thing, though. This is the problem we have with this rap game. A lot of people are trying to portray what they not. Not to say that homie might not be doing, he might be banging, doing whatever. But at the end of the day, you know when cats listen to your music, they're going to test you. They're going to see how hood you are. So, really, we really need to watch what we say on our music, and especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, take, for example, like, All Biz Hollywood and the song that he did with Ching. He ain't talking about killing a whole bunch of niggas. He went hard. All you need to do is have your lyrics together, son. Stop trying to kill people, son. That age of killing gangster rappers, yo, gone. Get out of here, son. Stop killing people, son. You might accidentally shoot yourself in the ass. But, back to,
You might shoot your man in the ass with that gun. Stop it.
Yo.
Oh, shit. By accident, yo. Friendly fire. How many of y'all got guns when you leave the studio? That's what I want to know. You got one gun, one knife. Let me just ask you something. Go home, and you won't kill nobody. Go right home. Write lyrics that my kids can listen to.
Yo,
that's all I'm asking.
I'm going to play All Biz Joint just out of respect. Play it again. You know what I'm saying? We played it earlier, and you guys gave it a hot, so we're going to play it again, Hollywood. This go out to all y'all Hollywood cats out there. You know what I'm saying? But really, he's basically trying to say in the song that, you know, just because I'm trying to do better for myself, like, some people don't always want to live in the hood. If I get a house on the hill and I don't work my ass off and went and got my degree to get out of the hood, does that mean I'm Hollywood? Nah, I'm just trying to do better myself. I wish everybody would try to better themselves, man. So this joint right here is called Hollywood All Biz, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
Whoever do it so big and look so good, your old homies tell you Hollywood. Man, it's your boy Biz right here, man. Let's go.
They popped my CD in the player after ripping off the packaging. I left them low for a second, but now we back again. Parallel over the shoulder while backing in. Steering the captain's wheel while they're backing him. I'm on my full time grizzling, buzzing like a beehive, and I'm out here physically. Plus I'm online, cats mistaking up the industry. Let me ask a rhetorical question.
Who win this me?
I make my music banging, turn the system up. I'm selling Stalman in the booth to turn the system up. We ain't here hella deep, none of my niggas give a fuck. Truthfully, we really came out here just to lift it up. After this, I'm definitely finna hit up that bootay. Aiming at your toupee, listening to Lupe, jumping in that coupe. Hey, I'm so styling on them. Them dudes golfing, I'm so tough, I'm wilding on them. The big rig coming through, plowing on them. Steam rolling, smoothing out everything. Handle my business, I don't have that anything.
Back in the day, they was hating on the come up. Look at me now, though, I told you I'm gonna come up.
My new shit, can I get a drop or two? I wake up in the morning, think it ain't like good. Hop up in the bucket and my dad's on board. If you talking money, my money is good. I'm independent, I can get rich going board. 10,000 mom and pop stores, and I'm drunk hustling stickers, posters, flyers. That grace my Facebook, and I'm so New York, want me to buy the something. I'm in my own lane, these dudes body bluffing. Started with me here, I get my body pumping back and forth, up and down. See you take the gray hair. Fast life, Gucci rapping is what we move around. This the business in is that, and it's going there.
Back in the day, they was hating on the come up. Look at me now, though, I told you I'm gonna come up. Oh, look at me shining, man, I told you I'm gonna come up. They say I'm big time, I'm going Hollywood.
She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Buggy naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Buggy naked.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, say pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue.
We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl alright, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bearing my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green, but I wanna see her get
buckin' naked.
I like it when she wear the tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
buckin' naked.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
buckin' naked.
I make her scream, I hit every corner, cause I like it when she get
buckin' naked.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her
buckin' naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her
buckin' naked.
She was sitting home alone, sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone
buckin' naked.
She was dancing in the club, she want that thug love, now she in his bathtub
buckin' naked.
Thousands of footage from the phone to the Mac and make a movie. A massive bedroom body, my shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's me, Miss, your lips is mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit, he write me down real goofy. And we both G's together, we make Gucci. You sex texting, super cool groupie. Men the visual, my send that picture of the Uchi. I'm the housewife, he took a his whole Tucci. I be on my job, and Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper, so people think he use me. No, I give him three holes, like a piece of loose food. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Only KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucking niggas already.
Sola, I'm a caller, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her
buckin' naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her
buckin' naked.
She was sitting home alone, sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone
buckin' naked.
She was dancing in the club, she want that thug love, now she in the bathtub
buckin' naked. Buckin' naked. Buckin' naked.
All I'm trying to say is how many people out there are bucket naked right now listening to Lush Radio Online. You sitting there butterball naked listening to Lush Radio Online. Bucket naked. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. And you know what I'm saying? I had to throw a rerun back of that joint right there from my man Biz, you know what I'm saying, called Hollywood. And, you know, it's Lush Radio Online. Real quick, I want to touch on some quick things right now. I got another joint called Old School Cool by your man K.I., courtesy of DJ Instinct, tonight on Hot or Not Fridays, baby, baby. We're going to be playing that in a few. But, man, you know, I was informed that a 3.7 earthquake hit the DMV, man. And it was crazy. People thought it was like a train or some craziness. It was a 3.7, you know what I'm saying? It was a 3.7 earthquake that hit the DMV, man. And that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? How all of a sudden, yo, you know, usually you get California that get earthquakes or something. You know, Haiti had their earthquake. South America had some earthquakes. But now all of a sudden it's hitting the DMV. That's crazy. Let's talk about it, people, man. A 3.7 earthquake hitting the DMV, man. That's kind of close to home, especially on the East Coast. What y'all thinking about, man? You know what I mean, Bugsy? What you think about that earthquake situation?
That shit, you just informed me. I'm just now hearing about it. But at the end of the day, that's crazy, man. Like, I don't know, all these spots getting hit, man. I hope it ain't no, we about to make a run on every block and shut shit down, man, because we about to be in some trouble if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't want an earthquake to hit and I'm bucket naked.
If you wait after that one, I tell you that.
For real. But on a serious note, seriously, man, this is like really crazy right now. It's scary. You know what I mean? It definitely shook a lot of people and everything like that. It was on the news. For those people that's not informed, the 3.7 earthquake hit the DMV. You know what I'm saying? If you want to look for more information, Google it. 3.7 earthquake. We got another caller from the 947. 947, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's poppin', baby? 954.
What's good with you, Lush? This is Professor X from Upcoming Studio. What's happening?
What's good, fam? What's poppin' with you?
I'm just hearing about that earthquake you're just not talking about. That just goes to show you that, man, the Most High can move when you want to move. It doesn't matter where you at, so it's, you know what I'm saying? You got to get your mind right and prepare yourself for stuff like that, you know? That's how I look at it.
Definitely, man. It's crazy right now. Guru, what you think about the earthquake?
Well, I just hope everybody is safe and sound. And, you know,
We in these times, man. That's what I got to say. When have you ever heard about earthquakes hitting the East Coast like this? Like, is New York next? Is Jersey next? Like, if an earthquake hit Jersey, I'm going to be wondering what's going on. So I know everybody just, you know, give it, you know, put God first in your life, man. You know, these times right here is in the Bible, man. So believe what you believe, but you know these times is prophesied, man. It's in the book of Revelations, man. Read your Bible, man. You know, that's what's going on right now. You know,
I'm trying to figure it out right now. So I don't want everybody to be depressed, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering, should we start, like, having, like, massive big orgies right now since it's towards the end of the times, or should we be praying for the Bible? I don't know. Should we all be fucking naked?
That's crazy.
You know, but on real talk, seriously, like, I'm praying that everybody's families and loved ones are safe. Right now, 3.7 earthquake. If you're just listening to us, 3.7 earthquake hit the East Coast, in the DMV. And you know, never in history have we heard an earthquake hit the DMV like this, or hit the East Coast. So like Guru was saying, like, you know, what's next? You know, we had the earthquake, and we seen the aftermath of Haiti. We seen the aftermath of South America. So like, I mean, the earthquakes is no joke. So what are we gonna do? That's the question. We need to make sure that we start having our survival kicks ready and everything, because, you know, who knows if that's the first and last one. But my other thing, you know, I'm all into this conspiracy theory thing. And, you know, they got this thing out there that can manipulate the weather. You know what I mean? We talking about global warming, but who's to say that the freaking government isn't turning up the furnace on our asses right now? You know what I'm saying? How many people can we kill today? Let's experiment them. Look at them like they're ants, you know? You know how you take the ant, you take the ant right there, and you put the magnifying glass in it and deflect the direct the sunlight to it and burn it. You know,
yeah.
Like, who's to say they're not doing that with us? You know, who's to say they're not doing that with us? Who's not to say that they're manipulating the weather or manipulating or using certain machines in order to make different things happen? Like, it's crazy. The things that are coming to play nowadays is just makes you think like, yo, anything is possible. You know what I mean? Really check it out, man. Government has weather manipulation machines. They got things that can cause earthquake. Like, it don't even make no sense how the hell an earthquake hit the DMV. Like, let's really talk about that, people. You want to talk about that, call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I mean? We live in the building. You know what I mean? We talk about real issues. Besides making you laugh, we got to educate people, because not a lot of people even knew about the 3.7 earthquake that hit us. You know what I mean? Definitely. On top of that, the next issue is we had a couple of celebrity weddings that just passed not too long ago. You know, we had your boy Carmelo Anthony with his fine ass. He went and got married to your girl Lala. I don't really care too much for Lala, but you know, more power to him. She got a hot dude. They was going through their ins and outs, you know, allegedly. But you know, they finally, you know, tied the knot and everything. LeBron James came out there. You know, a lot of people came out there for the wedding, you know what I mean? I heard First Lady L was out there. Shout out to Murder Mommies out there. And also, your man Swizzy, Swiss Beast and Alicia Keys, they finally tied the knot. All I'm saying is, did he officially divorce his wife? I don't know. They said it was going through the process, but I didn't hear the actual divorce, but they actually went and got married. What are your thoughts on that, on both of those celebrity weddings, guys? What you think about that, Guru?
I love Lala. Lala fine as hell. What the hell? I'm going to put her on Twitter. I'm going to congratulate her ass tonight on Twitter.
Nah, she fine now after she got rid of them. Because she was real hairy when she first came out, yo. She had
hairy.
Like crazy eyebrows.
Stop.
Yeah, nah.
It's just stop.
She has some sideburns, anything. Like that girl, what's her name? The singer and shit. Man. Stop.
Eyebrows and sideburns. Look, I must have overlooked that on some other shit. I overlooked all of that.
You were staring at her ass.
Does she have a mustache, too?
She said she had a mustache.
She have a mustache? I never see my eye with a mustache. I ain't fucking with you, love. Hold up. Carmelo, my boy, I think they make a nice couple. You know what I mean? I understand Russ's position because, you know, that's Lush, and that's my CEO, so I'm not going to never go against Lush. But Fine is Fine, Lush, I got to stop you right there. So,
I ain't gonna lie, I would smash Lala, but I don't care for her like that though. I still smash it though.
Smash Lala. Okay. Now, with that being said, congratulations to Carmelo, Lala, Swizzy, and Alicia. You know Alicia got that shit popping. So Swizzy with the big nose, do your thing. That's my. You on Twitter with the big nose, y'all. I'm rocking with you. I'm a fan. You still got a big nose.
No.
Me and Alicia is cool like that, so she can get all of my notes all night while I fantasize and you do your thing. So like we good.
Yo, y'all
right now.
Yo, Bugsy, what you think about these celebrity weddings, man?
Oh no, Google got me dying over here. But I mean, as far as Mello and Lala, I'm like, you know, about time. You know, they've been together for a minute, man. But, you know, everything takes its time. So, you know, shout out to them. You know, but Swizzy the man, but I'm still in my motion to transform. Like, damn, son, how you pull that off? Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real, son.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, I just seen you in the vibe or something a couple of months ago, not even, you know, with the wedding photos and everything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like you was happy, son. Like, what's going on, man? What are you doing? Let somebody else get that. You already got yours, you know?
I'm just saying, Alicia is fat as a mug, though. I smash her.
Yeah.
But,
you already know. Who wouldn't? You know, Swish is like, listen, handcuffs.
He had to lock that down, and then he had to learn to impregnate her, too, son.
Bitch, give me straight out.
Nah, Swish got to give up 40, man. He married twice.
He got to give up 40.
You gotta make it take double.
Yeah, I give up 40.
That's crazy. Hey, Professor X, what you think about them celebrity weddings, man?
What I think about all that, I just want to congratulate them, you know what I'm saying, for doing their thing. You just go on, you know? They do what they do as long as they have it.
Yo, I gotta say,
he's gonna come up with the next song saying Beauty in the Eye of Beholder.
That's true. But you know what? I gotta say that, you know, congratulations to both of them. But like Bugsy said, I'm still like in a ways like, even though we don't know the situation, but being a woman that, you know, been married and stuff, somebody devote themselves to you, and I mean just like what we just seen pictures of you touching the lady when she was pregnant, you're looking happy, you're holding your baby, she just had a baby for you, like this ain't like your second wife. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is your second wife. You had several wives, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, Swizzy, what are you doing, son? Like, you a hot producer, but Swizzy, like, I know you writing on your timeline. You don't want all the negativity and stuff, but Swizzy, come on, man. Come on, son. This chick is, like, she pouring her heart out there. And then Alicia Keys, man. Alicia, come on, dog. You talking about powerful woman. I'm a strong woman. And you writing this chick letters, breaking their marriage up and everything, son. Like, that, you was going hard. And I heard this ain't the first time Alicia did her thing with breaking up a marriage. But this time, she was actually successful, you know. But, you know, Alicia, man, more power to you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, good luck to the baby. The only thing is y'all got children involved in the situation. I hope y'all can work it out. You know what I'm saying, and everything. And I hope you are happy with Swizzy, and I hope Swizzy doesn't get married again, you know. So shout out to Swizz Beatz and the whole marriage and everything like that. I smashed both of them, though. Word up. Shout out to Swizzy and Alicia Keys. I smashed both of y'all. Holler at me. You like that? Get the fuck out of here, Fridays, man. You know how the fuck we do. You know what I'm saying? Also, on top of that, man, I don't know if you guys are Boondocks fanatics, man, but I love Boondocks, man. I love the Boondocks. The creator of Boondocks is a hilarious. I don't know what if this dude be smoking an L before he starts writing the scripts or what he does when he starts writing, but it'd be hilarious because he basically, you know, pokes fun at the things, like especially a big thing on a homophobic thing, like people going to jail and getting raped. And, you know what I'm saying, and talking about, you know, Obama's situation in office and the racism that's out there. And, you know, the homosexuality in the game, it's like, it's funny as hell. But there was this one episode, I don't know if y'all seen it. He's called, I think he was called the Butt Warrior or something. And this dude said, you know them those crime shows where the dudes be trying to, like, solicit, like, young girls or young boys?
Yeah.
And this black dude came in there, and he was sitting down on a chair. He was like, he was called a booty boy. He said, you try to solicit, the white guy came, you're trying to solicit a young boy. Nah, I ain't here to get no young boy. I don't need no young boy. I came here to come get your fine ass. You know what I'm saying, son? Hold up. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is how I do it. You know what I'm saying? If I like it, then I want it. I'm going to get it. You know, you can either take it the hard way or you can take it the easy way. He said, security. He said, you gonna give me that ass. I'm a warrior. Hey, yo. Y'all need to check out the Boondocks, man. The Boondocks is crazy as hell, yo. I need to find out. I need to get that dude on the show to just tell us, you know, what was the concept? What made him start doing the Boondocks? Because, like, that's one of my top cartoons that I watch on Adult Swim. Shout out to Cartoon Network because I'm a cartoon fanatic and stuff like that. Has anybody got to see the Last Airbender? Can somebody give me a movie review on that? Anybody got to see that yet?
Nah, I can't. That's not my type of movie. I can't tell you.
Y'all just was on the quiet mode. Like, I don't even know what the hell you talking about, dog. We got a call from the 216 live in the building. What up, 216? 216, what's good?
What's good, yo?
Is this Why That Loyal B?
We already know what time it is.
What's good, fan? How you doing?
Yo, I can't call it, you know. Cold working hard. Just had to come, you know what I'm saying? Had to get my little lunch moment in. Can't miss the whole show.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, man. Somebody is definitely out in the streets doing something, you know. But I'm glad to inform you guys. This is allegedly, but you know, I've been talking to my boy Melby, Kelby. From Making It Magazine, and you know, Making It Magazine has crazy circulation, like almost like 50,000, you know, circulation all over the country. And you know, right now they're looking for marketing representatives. And I stood up and I said, yo, I want to be the East Coast marketing representative for Making It Magazine. They're basically a conference in a magazine. They'll give you all the new things that's going out to educate yourself about your music, how to get your music out there. They'll give you every conference that's popping up all around the 50 states. Anything that you need to be at as an artist is all in this book. You know, they do cover stories and everything on people. It's a hot magazine, man. So, I am going to be the East Coast marketing rep for Making It Magazine. So y'all look out for that. So all y'all cats from the tri-state area, from the DMV all the way up to Boston, Connecticut, get at me. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online is taking it to the next level. We going, you know what I'm saying, work it out. Holla at your girl, for real. You know what I mean? Hit me up. CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com. Shout out to Making It Mag. Make sure you follow them at Making It Mag on on Twitter. And also, while I was up here in Jersey, I had the honor to, you know, kick it with your boy L, the Sensei of the Artifact. So I'm going to throw them pictures up in the air, you know what I'm saying, out there on the Twit Pics, Facebook, and all that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Make sure you check out, you know, his video and everything, and definitely support what he got going on. Shout out to AG, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. Everything's Barry. You know, shout out the Everything's Barry album. You know what I mean? It's on the top 40, man. It's doing its thing on Billboard. Shout out to all the independent artists that's doing their thing in the game. You know what I'm saying? But independent artists, make sure that y'all got y'all stuff together, man. I'm just tired of y'all telling me that y'all the hottest dudes in town. Y'all keep throwing me y'all stuff on my page. I'm going to smack the mess out you. Do it again and watch me smack the mess out you for real. But anyway, Lush Radio on Live in the building. We got another joint called K.I. Old School. It's another new joint from an independent artist. His name's K.I. It's an old school cool, Let me know what you think. Is it hot or not?
Look who stepped in the building, your boy back in effect. Can't go to the side, Gucci link on my neck. Levi's on my ass, British Knights on my feet. Gold four finger ring, make the cipher complete. Slide up to the bouncer, ain't no patting me down. I just laugh, flash and cash and throw him a pound. Throw a stack in his face, he keeps strapped by my waist. Goons rush to the bar, we drink yak by the case. We don't sip a Patron, we be linked with that brown water. Take it down and get a couple more rounds order. You more concerned about what I'm doing this shit. You man watching, I want two in your bitch. And my man plotting, not one but two in your bitch. Smoking little weed, then we highway through on your bitch. Ain't that some shit? It's no shame in my game, no names. I ain't playing, I seduce your bitch. Ain't that a bitch? I'm with Matt and shit. Drinking by the bar, party running up a tab and shit. Pull out the credit card and start grabbing shit. 5G's worth of liquor, we ain't drink half the shit. Let's pop the damn cork and start passing it. I work the ball hard like I'm on a staff and shit. Drink after drink and I don't even have to trip. 200 to the bartender, now that's a tip. She said I like you a lot, I took her back to the lot. Had her giggling in back of the drop. She asked the questions why she giving me top. Like she just wanna know me. And I'm like, just shut up and wop. Camcorder got it set up to watch. Busy like she gon' blow me. And I'ma slap her face in my cock. She suckin' dick, eyeballin' the watch. She like IV, there was a 1,000 bitches in the club. Why me? You seem to admire the way the chain hangs swangin'. That's why I set you up for gangbangin'. She like, when we gon' chill again? I'm like, bitch, the next time you take that pill again. Pulled off, left her stranded like Gilligan. Yeah. I left her stranded like Gilligan, yo. Yeah. Port Authority. It's just some bullshit for the mixtape, man. Steven's coming. Get ready. You dig? Shout out to my man Rallo. Doing time in the pen for them crackers out in Cali. Oh yeah, nigga. He coming to get you in a minute. Yeah.
K.I. Old school cool. Let me know what you think. Was it hot or not? Good. What you think about that joint, fam? Good. You alive? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. You asking me first? I'm going in.
I'm yeah. asking you first, Pimpin'. What you think about that?
I think Pimpin' Tracks was hot. Pimpin' Tracks was kind of hot. The beat was hot. I definitely feel on the beat. It's jumping on like I can hear Snoop on that beat. Like he might have a hot remix coming soon. So I can't do nothing but give it a lowercase H right now because he could have anybody on that remix and make it fire. That's how I feel about that right there.
That's what it is. We're gonna ask the rest of the people. My boy over there, Bugsy. What you think about that joint, fam?
I'm gonna go with Guru, get at the hot, you know what I mean, on the West Coast flavor. But yo, I'm at to get my little joke in there. My homeboy started off, he said that the British Knights, he took it back, man. I hope nobody wearing no British Knights. Man, I see a cat wearing British Knights today, you know, it's gonna be a problem, man. No British Knights out here today, man.
Not the British Knights that light up, son.
British.
Oh, wow, man. That was hilarious, yo. Yo, Professor X, what you think about that joint?
Okay, on the beat, yeah, the beat was dope. You know, the mix was there. The delivery was there. The mashing was there. But the hook could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, that's what's up. Y.LoyalB, what you think?
I thought it was a cool track. You know, something playable to listen to. I agree with Google, though. If you throw a remix on that, that'll be fire.
Definitely. I think that joint had knock out of this world, yo. As soon as that shit came on, you was knocking your fist or your head or something. That joint had knock. The track, whoever produced that track did an excellent job. You know what I'm saying? You know, the quality of it was great. I didn't know the hook. I thought it was just straight rhyming all on the joint. I didn't even know there was a hook on the joint. But the lyrics was hot. I just really didn't hear the hook. I think maybe if they changed the hook. But other than that, everything, I give that joint a hot, though. I just give it a hot. That joint hot. I would knock that in a car. I would blast that joint all the way to like 100% and knock that joint. That joint was hot. Definitely. K.I. gets a hot, an official stamp from Lush Radio Online. The joint was official, definitely. Yo, shout out to everybody that definitely tunes in to Lush Radio Online. It is what it is, man. Shout out to DJ Instincts. Shout out to everybody that comes through. Check out E2K on the spot. This Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Bronx, Brown area, Bronx, New York. Stand up. Yeah, we're going to be here. I'm still in the New York area, so if you want to get at me, you want to get a photo out with your girl Lush, or you just want to rock out with me, let's go to dinner, let's do something, let's pop some bottles. Holla at your girl. It's Friday. Hit me up on the Twitter at Lush Radio Online, or call me directly, 240-468-2571. Let's set up something. Let's go out. Let's hang. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back in New Jersey, too, in a spill. All my Lush Girls International, everybody that definitely rock with us, man. We had some good music on there. We had some good music, and we had some music. You know what I mean? But we here. And all y'all cats, man, the best way to stay cool while you're hot as hell with this heat wave is get bucket naked, naked. You know, we live on Lush Radio Online. Guru, go ahead and give everybody your Twitter and everything, man.
I'm at Future Guru 100, FutureGuru 100. I'm head of promotions for Lush Radio Online, and if you want to get on the show, if you want to be a sponsor, you can send me a DM right now. If you're checking in on Twitter, if you're listening and you got a Twitter, then if you got some people that's artists, let them know what's up. Let your model friends know what's up. If they're taking pictures and photo shoots, let them know what's up, or else get the fuck out of here. I'm starting that off now. You better support me and my CEO. Get out of here. I got another Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday, so I'm ready. I'm ammoed up. I'm fully cocked and loaded.
You might as well get it out right now, because we just going down the line.
Okay, here's my Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. If you didn't get a home cooked meal tonight from your special lady, if you had to eat out tonight at Roy Rogers and McDonald's, step your game up. Get the fuck out of here. I had a home-cooked meal from a special lady. And guess what? I'm good right now. I got my drink on. Everything is lovely right now. It's going to be a good... And I'm letting her out the house. She's going out. I'm in the house by myself in about 20 minutes. Nigga should have let her out.
Yo,
dude, respect it. Respect it. Know how to act, yo. Step your game up. Do your thing, yo. Do what you do, but I'm going to do what I do, too.
You
are
crazy as hell, yo. Bugsy, get him, yo. Tell him your Twitter and get your fuck out of here real quick.
On the Twitter, you go in the search box, put in the real Bugsy GTM. That's spelled out regular with the S, you know what I mean? See me all day. Actually, my Get the Fuck Out of Here, man, is, you know, actually, this to the people who got dogs that are scared of their own dogs. Like, I was actually just walking down the block the other day, and, like, this lady going to tell me to watch myself walking on the curb because she got a big-ass dog, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at her like, watch myself. Like, you scared of your own dog. Why you got the motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? If your dog bite me, we going to have problems. I'm going to break his jaw and I'm suing. You dig me? So get the fuck out of here, all these people who got dogs and can't control them. They scared of their own pets.
Bugsy, why not Loyal B, man? What you get the fuck out of here about?
Ah, oh, shit. Yo, my Gets the Fuck Out of Here, it got to be all these hating ass niggas out here, man. Yo, matter of fact, my Get the Fuck Out of Here is to the niggas who hate on niggas who get money and ain't got money, but they want to tell you how to get money and you broke. Fuck out of here.
Yo, that confused the shit out of me, but I understood what you were saying. Get the fuck out of here, for real. And Professor X, what's your Get the Fuck Out of Here about, yo? And give
me
your
Twitter. I had to say, you know what I'm saying, my Get the Fuck Out of Here for Friday has to be to everybody who say they serious about business. Don't call my offices, don't call my studio saying you want to do business, and then when it's time to do business and I ask you what your budget is, you're like, can we work out a deal? You know, that, you know what I'm saying, that's like backwards business to me. If you serious about your business, invest in your craft, man.
Definitely, that's true. Get the fuck out of here with that one. My thing is like this. Like, that's the whole purpose of saying what is your budget. You know what I'm saying? All this working out of
exactly.
Come on. Get out
Set
of here,
your fucking
man.
Budget, right?
You know, if you don't have a budget, don't call nobody. Don't call nobody.
Right, exactly.
Get your money up and then call somebody, all right?
Exactly.
I'm tired of y'all cats talking about, yo, you got to look out. No, why I got to look out for you? You ain't tweeted now one of my things. You ain't come to none of my events. You ain't helped me promote nothing. And I'm supposed to look out for you. What have you done for me lately? Hey, holler at your girl.
Exactly.
You know,
you know, people got, you know, bills to pay and their families to feed. This is our livelihood. So,
it's the business.
You know, all you artists out there,
man,
if you serious, you know, hit Lush Radio up. You know what I'm saying? If you serious, hit Upcoming Studio up and we can do some business. But, you know, if you ain't trying to really do business, don't waste your time.
Definitely, man. Shout
we ain't
out
doing
to
business on wasted clothes.
Definitely, man. Shout out to that earthquake, you know what I'm saying, that hit the DMV, man. Get the fuck out of here, government. I know y'all doing that shit, playing around and using cats as guinea pigs, man. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with this 105 weather that's like a heat wave that's crazy. Get the fuck out of here with that one. Get the fuck out of here with this rain that didn't even cool it down. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. And then the other thing I'm saying get the fuck out of here about is, like, if you are, like, fucking, like, 400, 300 pounds, and if you have the nerve to wear freaking skinny jeans or anything that's tight on your body, and I see, like, 50 rolls flying and trying to say, give me free, you need to get the fuck out of here. Seriously. You know, on Lush Radio Online. And if you're not tuning in to Lush Radio Online, and if you're not paying your people, and if you ain't taking care of your kids, and if your things stink down there and you ask somebody to give you some head, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, no jungle love, yo. Yo, make sure it's right. No, shave that,
well,
yo.
No jungle love, and make sure that y'all shave your underarms, man, for real, man. Make sure y'all
shave your underarms. Don't be musty, yo. Musty is a no-no.
It's too hot to be musty, man.
It's
real.
Too hot to be musty, yo. Save them balls. I'm going to keep it real for you ignorant niggas. That's it, yo. Fix the situation. Situation, guys. And you cornballs walk around with boxes showing your booty out. I don't know what's up with that. Stop it, yo. Y'all niggas is fags. I don't care.
Get the fuck
Stop.
Out of here. Get the fuck out. Because that's not cool. It's not sexy. And
Bring your pants up.
You know, because I'm going to start, you know what I'm saying, like, my homeboy Thugalicious is calling in.
Yeah, I have booty boys.
Yeah, Thugalicious is calling in. He got something to say for y'all homo thugs out there. Yeah, word up, son. You know what I'm saying?
Same cat
like,
that's
like,
in the...
No homo, son. Like, really.
Go homo bar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not homo. You know what I'm saying? To, like, smack a nigga ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk,
what?
You know what I'm saying? That's your homeboy, you know what I'm saying? You only showing that nigga love, you know what I'm saying? That you respect that
word
nigga
up.
You smack him on his ass, yo. And word up, like, on top of that, son, like, word up, you know what I'm saying? Like, real niggas suck real niggas' dicks, for real, man. Get the fuck out of here Friday.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you some real homeboy shit. I'm going to tell you some real homeboy shit. Yo, no homo and shit, my nigga. But word up, son. Like, a real homeboy, that means that, like, that's doing your homeboy at your home. Like, while I rotate my balls, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I shave my shit, son. Because y'all don't want my shit be funky. Because, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy is a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I told y'all cast before. You know what I'm saying? That's real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Real niggas suck real niggas' dicks, man. And if you a real nigga, you gonna suck my dick, son. Get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. No homo, nigga. Get gangster with it. Kiss a nigga in the mouth. Fuck out of here.
Oh, we gotta draw the line somewhere, and the line has just been drawn. I'm not fucking with y'all.
Yo, that was a PSA from your boy... Thugalicious, man. That dude crazy as hell, son. You know what I'm saying? He just be, I don't know, he be saying no homo about stuff, but, like, he be saying some real
homo
shit. But I don't know, man.
I'm copycatting these booty boys out here, man. I'm tired of y'all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and y'all being the weirdest places, too. Cut it out, yo.
all out in public. Cut it out.
Yo, how you like all cock diesel and you bench pressing human beings and you got a voice like Shirley, man? Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man. For real. Shout out to all y'all dudes out there, man. If you are fag, I have nothing wrong with you. I respect y'all. Listen to Lush Radio, but at the same time, don't start like raping dudes and telling dudes you want to smash them and everything. Keep that stuff to yourself.
Nah.
Have respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
respect yourself.
I got a problem.
Too.
Period. You're a fag.
Real Throw niggas suck up. Real niggas' dick, son.
Oh. Ah, man. Fuck that. Hell to the nah, yo. That's
hey, yo. That's
yo, matter of fact, you see a fag smack the shit out of their ass today just for that statement.
And for real, y'all, like, if a dude come up to you and say that it's gangster to kiss another nigga in the mouth, you
smack
gotta
the shit
look
at
that
nigga
crazy, son. Just smack the shit out of that nigga. Get the fuck
All
out.
I want to do is say stay in your lane. We are not anti-gay, not anti-homo, but y'all is crossing the line when y'all looking like something and you're not. Like, this is when I have a problem with it. You're crossing... You're not in your lane. Get in your lane. Put some earrings on, lipstick, lip gloss, fingernail, manicure, pedicure. Go all the way with it. Get in your lane. Get comfortable. Like, that's where I'm not a problem with it. Like, you can do what you do, but let me know that.
Put some
that sign
on.
Up.
You know
yeah, put that sign
put
up that I know that I could go ahead around your slinky ass.
Put some bumpers on.
I don't have a problem with, you know what, the industry is really, you know, it is what it is. I'm not even going to go into that, but it is what it is. Who is dressing them? Who is dressing these cats? Where they getting these ideas that is fly to wrap it up like that and do it? Like, y'all know what it is. Like, so I'm going to stop the bus right there and telling y'all these influences is very serious. Y'all see what's going on. Programming, you know. And Cash is really falling into this image and stuff they see on TV, and they're going with it. Like, I'm supposed to wear this? Like, A&R is dressed, and, like, these costume people is getting dressed by, you know. So, like, go ahead and y'all know, like, what time it is with that, man.
Yo,
act
Cash
like
is,
you know.
Cash is wearing
like
mascara
you know.
And wearing hey. Eyeliner, son. Like, real talk, when the last time you seen that? Since the Shalimar? What's going on?
Wow. Wowzers.
Yo, we getting out of here. Yo, we going to end it out, yo. Stop being something that you aren't. If you're going to try to be something else, then go all the way, man. Just straight, you know what I'm saying? Just get a sex change, you know what I'm saying? So we can at least know what's really going on. You know what I'm saying?
Get a sex change, man.
Get a fucking sex change.
Lip gloss, nipple. Your lip gloss is too rich. What flavor is that? Banana. Banana lip gloss, niggas.
Oh, shit.
Yo, we gonna call niggas banana lip gloss, niggas.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Yeah, I'm
not,
man.
Line,
I can't
man.
Do
go
no
ahead,
more
man.
Lip gloss.
Right,
I might get,
no
I might
get
so blackballed on Twitter.
That's talking a lot.
Yo,
line,
we gotta get out of here, man. Word up, man. You know what I'm saying? Protect your booty. You know what I mean? Out there. Yo, just don't go to jail. That's all I'm going to say. Hit the biggest dude you can find and protect your booty. Let's radio online. We getting the fuck out of here, yo. Word up. For real. Fucking naked. I'm out.
Fuck you naked. She got a bedroom body. Go shorty. She got a bedroom body. Go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her. Fuck you, nigga. As soon as I meet her, like a queen.